This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Come on, get involved, get engaged, do something different other than nothing. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the break. And I know you guys have been waiting to hear from him for a while. It's tough, he's in England. But I always enjoy when I have him on the show with me. And we get, you get unfiltered, untwisted, the straight scoop out of what's going on in England and how they see, our politics. This is just bad. So, listen, I was going to play another piece this segment, but then I heard, the news at the top of the hour. You all hear it. And you heard the announcer say that there was like a 500% spike in crime in Democrat-run cities. And he named five or six of them. And we could play that game, and but here's the deal. The thing that I loved was he said there's no reason or there's no apparent reason for the spike in violence. Let that sink in for a second. These are Democrat-run cities. You want L.A. in a relatively short period of time is going to have such a spike in violence, it's going to become a ghost town. Because the new Soros-backed DA that's in for the L.A. County, and I'm already hearing from some of my friends at the sheriffs at how bad it is. It's a joke. No bail. I mean, probably with the exception of murder or something like that, but basically, almost every one of these crimes is a no-bail crime. See, if there's nothing to pay, if there's no chance that you're going to end up staying in jail, then it doesn't matter. We'll do these things all day long. They won't come back. We don't chase anybody anymore. We let people go. Look, you've got illegals that show up in court, or they're drug in the court or whatever. They're wanted by the feds for, federal crimes, not just crossing the border illegally. And yet L.A. won't turn them over. California won't turn them over. There's no reason for spiking. Why the heck do you think that people are getting killed in record numbers every weekend in Chicago, that the numbers of people shot are rising like crazy in Chicago? Because even when the undercover reports are done with the gang members, they go, look, we go in the front door, we sign the paperwork, we go out the back door. They have our gun, we just go get the other gun we have. This is a requirement. You don't need a college degree. You don't need to go to school. You don't need a piece of paper to talk about how smart you are. This is simple stuff. If you don't go to jail, if you're not fined, if you're not hurt physically or financially, let's keep doing it. Seriously. I don't know, again, when he, and I hate to say it this way, because I get a lot of nasty emails from my Dem friends, but here's the deal. If you don't follow this, then it's not for you, is it? But when are you Democrats going to figure out Stop the fear that if you put a Republican in, you're going to lose all your rights. Actually, you'll get more rights if you put a Republican in office. You won't have these people on the streets. You'll be able, in cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, and other places, if you actually would put Republicans in most cases, not all, you may be able to sit out on your front porch and have a beer or a cup of coffee with your buddy next door and not worry about a drive-by shooting. Don't worry about BLM coming up the street telling you to get out of your house that now belongs to them. I mean, seriously, these people are out of control, and you allow it. It's mostly Democrats, because they're in Democrat-run cities. Hello, anybody home? And then they got these really goofy pieces they're putting out there. Crime rate's really higher in Democrat-run areas. Well, they try to skew the numbers, skew the percentages, play games with numbers over the decades. And it's the way that they parse it. But when you get to the raw numbers, it's real simple. Yes. Do you think in a Republican-run, conservative-run city, you'd have the problems that you have in Seattle and Portland? I think not. Really. You wouldn't see that kind of thing. You know, my dad told me years and years ago that he was, overeducated people worried him. Because they were so educated that common sense didn't matter anymore. Let that sink in for a second. Back in his 70s is what he told me. And now when looking at it, for some odd reason, I don't know, I talked to him this weekend, but I really wasn't thinking about politics or anything like that. We're just talking about family stuff and things like that. And as I'm talking to him, and I'm thinking about some of the stories I'm getting ready to do, or do this week, I was looking at this saying to myself, oh my God, he's right. He's exactly right with what's going on here. And when you think about it, look at Harvard, right? Harvard College now has decided that women, right? You can't say the woman is pregnant because not all women give birth, or not all people who give birth are women. So now they want you to refer to them no longer as pregnant women. Now you have to call them birthing people. These are the highly educated people that know more than you. This is nuts. This is crazy. And then you send your kids there and you spend your hard-earned money for these morons to teach them this stuff. Unreal. Trump is here, your host. Listen to Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You will enjoy this, I promise. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
You could have been lucky enough to be him.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Joe is in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Come on. You know the deal. I shouldn't have to tell you this all the time. I know I do, but I shouldn't have to. Anyway, I know. You've been waiting for this guy for a long time. I don't get him on that often, so when I do, I want to enjoy it. I want to make sure you enjoy it. I want to make sure we have a good time with him. I'm not telling you who it is. You're going to have to listen to find out. Okay, we're back at it again with somebody I haven't had on in a while, and I love having this guy on with me, and I know you guys miss him as well. Xander Gibb joins me, host of the Xander Gibb Show, and I always appreciate the time that he spent coming to us from, I was going to say jolly old England, but you guys aren't happy over there right now, are you?
No, it's definitely not jolly, but yeah, I'm coming live from the nation's capital in the UK.
Yes.
And it's great to be back, because every week I get emails messages from people saying, are you on Joe's show tonight? Are you on Joe's show tonight? Like, without fail.
I keep telling them, when the check clears, you can come back. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, my fee's gone up having this show. Being an international celebrity.
That's
now,
right, yes.
Star of the BBC.
Live from across the pond. Yeah, got it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, you're kind of quarantined, too. I mean, you moved into this nice place in London, and they're like, okay, but you can't go anywhere, right?
No, absolutely. There's armed guards at the door, and if you try and leave to go and get anything but groceries, they're like, they do this farce impersonation and say, you must not leave your apartment, you must not do this, you must not do that. Stay home, do not collect £250, what? And I'm like, yep, whatever. It doesn't apply to me, I'm an American.
But you can go to the supermarket, you can go grocery shopping, but there's 200 people bouncing into you all over the place, but that's okay.
No, there's a line of 200 people to get in. I go to more exclusive places where you don't have to stand. I shop in the same place as people like Kylie Minogue and Prince William and that kind of thing.
Yes,
very posh nowadays, you know.
So I'm reading more and more how some of these countries are banning flights in from the UK because apparently you have the 6th, 7th, and 8th version of COVID. Although if anybody would actually open a book and read a little bit, you'd find out that COVID's been around for like 20 years, okay? Different forms of it. So this is not
new. More like 2,000 years. It's been around forever.
I spent a whole hour on this the other day and talked about the numbers and how we were on track. I think in 18 we were on track to have, and not that I'm excited about this, I don't want people to take it the wrong way, but we were going to have 120 to 130,000 deaths from the seasonal flu, and then all of a sudden COVID came around and the seasonal flu deaths dropped to 56,000. So somehow COVID was a godsend because it wiped out the seasonal flu.
Absolutely. Well, you know, nobody in 2020 has died from anything but COVID. I actually read of someone who quite sadly recently was decapitated in a motorcycle accident in the UK, and the family complained because they put COVID as the cause of death. So not only are they padding the figures, but they're actually ignoring, you know, the science and the figures, because only 7% of positive COVID tests are accurate. But what they're doing globally is actually responding to the 100%, which is a worry. You know, there's less than 1% fatality with COVID. And anybody that dies of COVID, your immune system is pretty bad enough to have died from it. You know, you would have died this year anyway. I'm not justifying that. You know, don't get me wrong. But they've turned it into something that it doesn't need to be, that's destroying our economies. Mental health problems have doubled. Domestic violence has doubled. More suicides. And the thing is that President Trump said something, my friend Donald, I can call him Donald. He said something very interesting the other day in response to Boris Johnson locking down the UK. He said, you know, the response should not be worse than the disease. And I have to applaud him for that. Because that's absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
And I pray that when he's, you know, inaugurated next year, when they finally sort out this stealing that's been going on, that the first thing he will do is he will take over the control of all of this from the states, reopen the states, and make sure people can get back to work and not rely on handouts of $600, because that's not going to get them through, is it?
No. No, it's great. I mean, and again, when you look at, they're giving us, I don't know if you had a chance to look at this new stimulus bill, but they're giving every American $600. One time $600, right? But they're giving, like, for what, $10 million to Pakistan for gender studies?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, for $1 million, I'll point to the male and go, male. I'll point to the female and go, female. And we're done, right? I mean, and I'll save you $9 million. I think that's a good deal.
But how long have we been saying, Joe, that the Democrats actually care more about illegals and non-Americans than they do American citizens?
So true.
If you can give that amount of money to other countries and then offer American citizens, American taxpayers, taxpayers $600. I'm guessing that's less than Nancy spends on liquor and ice cream per month, you know?
It's close. It might be close. I don't know there.
Very close.
Yeah. You know, I find it interesting is, you know, I don't know if you're seeing this too, but as I'm perusing news stories, every one of these, like even the Daily Mail and places like that, they're talking about how Pence and Trump and Trumpsters are out there trying to find proof to overturn the election. And they're doing it in such a fashion to make it look like, you know, we're trying to steal the election. We're trying to take the election away from Joe Biden. And he's running around saying there were no irregularities. So it only shows you that Alzheimer's has set in deep with him, has it not?
Oh, absolutely. And when you consider that, you know, when the census occurred, we actually got an idea of how many legal citizens were living in each state. So, you know, I'm pulling this figure out of the top of my head. If you say that there are 20 million living in New York State and you get 28 million votes, that actually must say to you that something is a little off.
Sure. Are you suggesting that when 300% or there were 300% votes in an area, like if there's only 100 people, all of a sudden 300 people voted? It was like not only did the registered people voted, but the unregistered people voted, and at 3-to-1 level. They must have thought they were in Chicago or something. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. But regardless of the reason, you know, the thing is that if Joe Biden had won the American elections fairly and squarely, I wouldn't have been happy with it. But what can you do? When you steal an election and it's provably so, and even the Supreme Court turns their back on it. What it means is that what we stand for as America, as a country, and American citizens means absolutely nothing. Because if we cannot have fair elections, then we may as well pack up and move to England. Oh, wait, I already did.
I know, there's no place, you know, it's what I tell people, we're not being melodramatic, there is no place to go.
No.
You know, if we give up our freedoms here, if we allow to be like the rest of the world. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more from Xander Gibb after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says everyone in his caucus supports the additional aid. The New York Democrat called on President Trump to push his own party to get behind the effort.
Every Senate Democrat is for it. But unfortunately, we don't have the Republicans on board. Today, I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act.
The House also passed a measure to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. The president had rejected the annual defense funding package because it did not contain a provision to remove some legal protections for tech companies. The Senate will take up the matter when they return to Washington on Tuesday and are expected to pass the override as well. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. And you know what I mean by that. Yeah, come on, you love him as much as I do. I know that. We're back at it with my buddy Xander Gibb joins me. And I know you guys keep, you know, look, he's in England. Unless somebody wants to go wake him up every night. In the middle of the night, feed him and get him on a microphone. Is that going to work? Anyhow, Xander, always love having you on the show with me, man.
Always great to be here.
You know, what if I send cannolis? I'll send you real New York pizza. You know you can do that now. Did you know that?
It wouldn't be, by the time it got here, it wouldn't be the same.
No, well,
it wouldn't
cold.
Be as authentic.
Yeah, you'd be like living.
Or should I say authentic?
Yeah. I found they have this thing for Christmas. You get these ads on Facebook, and it's like, you know, you can get real New York. And it must have been I was looking for pizza or looking for different things. Well, I'm always looking for pizza, but anyhow, it says, you know, get pizza from your favorite place. And one of the places was in Boston, and I loved it. And I went and looked, and it said the pizza's only like $15, but the delivery fee $90. To send it, and they'll send you two pies. Yeah, you buy one, you get one for free. For $90, you need to come here and put it in the oven and heat it up for me, too. I mean, seriously.
For $90, you need to clean the whole apartment as well, and, you know.
So I hear tomorrow, you know, and it's funny, I went and started looking at some of the UK headlines. I think it's hilarious here. Truck drivers now will only be able to travel out of the country or to France if you provide a negative COVID result. And now they're looking to try to test 6,000 of these truck drivers a day. This is going to be a nightmare to get stuff around in the UK, isn't it? Or in Europe.
It absolutely is, but clearly, you know, this administration in the UK, you know, Boris Johnson's globalist administration, has not been observing these group protocols from day one. You know, during the so-called first lockdown, they brought in, you know, hundreds of people to pick fruit from Europe without testing them for COVID. You know, how many of those people brought COVID into the country with them?
Yeah.
And whether one of the highest concentrations instances where they're saying that this virus has mutated is in a place called Kent, where the Channel Tunnel is, where all of the trucks kind of like come in. So that's kind of understandable. But if they're not testing people that are coming in, then to me, what is the point? You know, we know that lockdowns don't work, and it doesn't help that they're actually giving us incorrect figures. So we're acting, they're acting on faulty data already. So it's, I don't know where this is going to end, because I think next year something is going to happen. You know, nobody wants to do anything before Christmas, but just after Christmas, I think there's going to be a level of response here to Boris Johnson and his party. And I think it's going to be a violent one, unfortunately. And it concerns me.
But look at, you and I have talked about this in the past where, when Trump first got elected, this whole nationalist thing that scared the crap out of the globalists, even Johnson had to take a more, what appeared to be a more nationalist viewpoint in places like Germany and others that wouldn't give it up, stayed with the more globalist viewpoint, we're taking a lot of heat. You know, France even started going, Italy started looking and going towards the more nationalist viewpoint. And now the globalists have got their hands back on everything. And it shows you how shallow and wide these true nationalist leaders were, with the exception of Trump and maybe a few others. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm usually a good judge of character. I thought that Boris Johnson was going to be good for the UK, but it's become apparent that he is actually a globalist. I mean, it was the right thing for the UK to come out of Europe and have its own control, but they should have put in some agreements that made sure that food and everything else was going in and out.
Yep.
But not only does it benefit us as a country, but it also benefits Europe as well. So they're going to have to come to some agreement. But the thing that really bothers me is that I wish Boris Johnson was not the Prime Minister of the UK. I wish Donald Trump was, because he's got an unapologetic response in his leadership. He doesn't apologize for doing what he does. But Boris is a bit like Obama in that way, you know, bows to everybody, scrapes to everybody, apologizes to every other country. No way. You know, that is not a nationalist approach. And unfortunately, nationalism has been bastardized into this ideology of racism. But putting the people first in your country should be the primary objective of any leader.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree with you. I think the bottom line with it, though, when it comes to again, this nationalist slash versus globalism, they've sold our young people. You've heard them. You've been listening to them, how the greater good. But it's driven. People don't realize that's driven. I'm going to get slammed around. But to capitalism to a degree, because these are very wealthy people who want to make more money. They see China as a viable way for them to, to make more money. It's a big market. It's billions of dollars. Look at the National Basketball Leagues. Right, you look at them, and where do they get a good chunk of their money? Comes out of China. It's a big deal there.
Well, a good chunk of Joe Biden's money comes out of China.
Yeah.
And the Ukraine and also Russia. But the thing that concerns me is if in January Joe Biden is inaugurated, America is over, because he's already in China's pocket and he's going to kind of, steal the deal. And that scares me as an American citizen, whether I live there or not, because, America has always been land of the free, home of the brave, but there are some that have taken capitalism to its extreme and actually are selling favors and actually selling the country. And I don't know about you, Joe, but I worry about how our great country will fare with Joe Biden, a man that is clearly dementing at the helm, because they're going to sidestep him very quickly. And I'm not even sure they're going to start sidestepping for Kamala Harris. I mean, she doesn't have the knees for it, but
I don't think
she has the head for it.
I have a conspiracy theory. You want to hear it?
Go on.
I usually don't go down this road, but, you know, I'm saying to myself, as I'm watching now, you're starting to see some of the mainstream media come about and say, you know, yeah, there might be some truth to this thing going on with Joe Biden's son, and Joe Biden may have known about it, but they're not right. hitting it head on, but they are no. dancing around it right now. So my thought is that what's going to happen is he's going to get sworn in, God forbid, in an alternate universe, he gets sworn in on the 20th. Okay, and then within a week or two, with all the pressure, they're going to come to him and say, "Joe, you got to step down, man. This is detracting. We can't get the work done. We can't do what it is what we want to do. You need to step down. Kamala Harris, or soon to be President Harris, will give you and family all pardons. You won't have to worry about anything. We just want you to go away." I think they set him up.
I think so too, but I think he's actually being paid for this. I mean, you know, it's said so many times how disingenuous it is for his wife and his family, you know, to actually allow this to happen. But there's a deeper issue with all of this, because it's all of this puppetry, and Barack Obama is kind of behind it all with all of this.
Oh yeah,
this has all been planned. But I've been doing a bit of research, and I think, you know, people say, oh, martial law is not the way for the president to go. But the Insurrection Act would allow him to actually deal with this and establish those votes in those states where dishonesty has happened, but let the military oversee it. And I think that that's going to be his only option, really. Because I know President Trump doesn't want to just walk away, not just from the perspective that he knows that this has been a dishonest election. Because if Joe Biden had won hands down, I would say, well, it's a shame, but, you know, what can we do? But we know that it's dishonest. And if we walk away from this and don't do anything about this, America is over. You may as well change the name of America to China, too.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. And it just gets worse, and everybody is bowing down to China, and I think it's because they've got dirt on everyone. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. People, don't go far. I got Xander locked in a room. He's going nowhere. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, you know, the other thing with Xander, with all of us, really, he's got, what are they, 8 hours difference? And with everything that's going on over there, I'd love to get up-to-date stuff with him, but it's just so tough to do. You know, if you reach out to him on Facebook or wherever, you know, let him know that you heard him. Let him know that you care. Yeah, it's a big deal. Like I said, he doesn't get to speak much out here anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. More with him on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today.
Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know who's up. I don't have to tell you, right?
We're back at it again. Love having Xander Gibbon with me. Don't have him on enough. And Xander, thanks for being with me and coming to us direct. I've got to call it, you know, everybody calls it jolly old England. I don't, what is that all about? You guys are not happy right now. I know you're not.
Definitely, absolutely not happy. Not with this currently. You know, it's sad. You've got to be careful what you pray for. I pray for a conservative government in the UK, but, you know, I should have said, Lord, please send us an honest conservative government. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, it's not just about party, it's about country too, and the country is not benefiting in the United Kingdom from having conservative leadership because they're faulty, you know, they're dishonest. But I kind of have the ideology that, you know, God's going to kind of pull us through this, and God is going to bring truth to the fore, because that's what's happened in both countries. You know, they've kicked God out, and this is what we've ended up with.
Yeah. All of them. I mean, or I should say many of them. I shouldn't say all of them, but many of them. And, you know, look at you guys voted for Brexit. You voted for things, and it still hasn't really happened. There's no real hardcore negotiating going on.
No.
At least not that what we're hearing about here. What are you telling us?
Well, in fairness, a lot of this is to do with the stubbornness of the EU. Emmanuel Macron, the leader of France, is more concerned about retaining the fishing rights for the French people that actually belong to the British people. Then, you know, he doesn't care about anything else. But for far too long, the British fishing industry has suffered because of the EU rules. You know, they're throwing fish that they've caught back into the water because there's a limit as to how much they're allowed to catch. So that's like me saying to you, if you kill for food on your land, that you can only kill one thing per day, but the land is yours.
Yes. And it's happening everywhere. I mean, think about what they're telling us everywhere. And, you know, we're back to the toilet paper thing, by the way, over here. For some odd reason, COVID has got something to do with the digestive tract and the it's just amazing to me. I just don't know how they do it, but whatever. I don't know how we fall into it so fast. I guess is really what irritates the crud out of me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you see these lines outside the stores. It's not for food. It's for TP.
Yeah,
you know that,
right.
Yeah. That's what the line is for, you know. I still got 25 rolls from the last time, so $20 a roll if you want me to send you.
Yeah, I was going
to. Plus shipping and handling, of course.
You stole my line because I always say beer from Boston. I know how to get, you know, I know how to get you a deal on this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's not the bamboo. That's the other thing, too. You go to Walmart, right, and they have all this toilet paper. You go and you pick it all up, and every bit of it comes from China, right? And it's from bamboo, which means it's not really soft. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Now,
that's one thing you have to have quality. Two things in life. It's got to be coffee and TP. Because if you don't buy the best of those, you know. Anyway, I won't go there because this is a respectable
show. No, please. Yes. We're trying to keep it away from the, what was his name? Benny.
The gutter.
Yeah. There you go. So, all right. So let's get back to what are you hearing? And you've got to be. I mean, the news must be having a field day there in the UK because they can't stand Trump. So, you know, we're hearing here, and the memes are flying all over the place on how Trump's going to have to be removed forcibly and all this. They've been saying this forever. And it's kind of like they don't see the hypocrisy behind at all what they're saying, you know, and they don't really care anyhow, but whatever.
Well, do you remember I said to you and have said to you for a long time that people will actually get to the point where they see the media's role in turning Trump into some kind of demon, and it's actually starting to happen here, and I'm having more and more British Trump supporters flock towards me and supporting me on social media and actually agreeing with me, you know, even to the point of people that have said that he's bad in the past. So I think that things are changing with regards to Trump's reputation in the UK. But I just think that ultimately that was going to happen anyway. But plenty of people in the UK are actually saying, you can't tell me that this little dementing guy that sat in his basement can get more votes than Obama did and more votes than Trump did from just, you know, where was his rallies? Where was his support?
Oh, nowhere. And even afterward, he couldn't get any. Look at Trump goes out and does a rally after, you know, Rally for America, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He goes out afterward, and the funny thing about all of this is he fills the stadium. He has people outside waiting for him. Joey can't get 16 people to show up at a free hamburger gig, you know?
Yeah. Have you been thinking about changing your name, perchance, lately?
What, to Joey M?
You know, I think the saddest thing about all of this, and you know, I say this to Democrats and Republicans alike, this is not about personalities. It's about performance.
Yep.
Pre-COVID, Donald Trump, President Trump, was doing a really, really good job. And what does it tell you about the opposition when they have made it their job to diminish his good performance? That means they hate America
yep.
more than they actually love it. And that's a concern for me. Because any elected official's job should be to make the country better. And because they hate Trump, they're actually, as a byproduct, they're making it worse. But I actually don't think that they loved America in the first place.
I'm in agreement with you. You know, any one of these guys, especially Republicans, that are sitting there right now going, well, I don't know if I really want to fire or I don't know if I really want to deal with this, you know, voter fraud thing and come against the Electoral College. I think it's wrong. I think it's so bad. And the right. reason I say that is not because I'm a pro-Trump kind of guy, but I would say this if this was flipped, in all honesty, you know this to be true because you would be on board with me.
Yeah.
If they stole it from Joe Biden like this, I would turn around and say, hey, you know what, guys? This ain't right. If I win, I want to win right. You know?
Of course, because it has to be about winning fairly, doesn't it? And I don't see how the Electoral College can declare, while there is clearly some kind of, you know, dishonesty occurred. Because until it has been proven, without a shadow of a doubt, that nothing erroneous has occurred, they really should not be declaring. But you know what? I hate to say this, you know, because I love America. But I think that Trump, President Trump, is going to have to do the Insurrection Act or declare martial law to sort this out. And they won't like him for doing it, but you know what? They will have brought it on themselves.
Yep.
But I guarantee you not one Democrat will see jail time because they never do.
No, they don't. And you know what? Some of them would probably have a better time in jail than they would have, you know, outside of jail. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is infuriating.
But just to go back very quickly as to what you said, if we found out that this was Donald Trump that had done this, or right. Mike Pence,
right.
would we not want them to be treated exactly the same? We would not be excusing it like Democrats are.
Right. You're exactly you know? Right. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
It's not about a win at all costs. It's about a win.
No, it's a win
fair
for America.
And honest and equitable.
Yep.
And to do it any other way depletes what we're working for in the United States of America.
Yep, I agree. I agree. It's just nuts. And it continues to get crazy. Okay, we're running up against the time, so tell people where they can find you, how they can get your show, how they can get anything you've done, including your music. You know, this place to get your music.
Absolutely. Everything is in one central location. It's evansandandriga.com. The show will be starting again mid-January. I'll make sure that people have the details for that, and I'm sure I'll be back before then to talk to you on Joe's show. But I'd like to say a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and if people are offended by that, tough. And I would also like to say God bless America and God bless President Donald J. Trump, and may his will be done. And I mean God's will, not
yes.
President Trump's will.
Well,
before
you know
anyone
what?
Writes in and says
yeah,
that
I know,
I worship
right? There
Trump.
You go. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, and it's just amazing how quickly our people fold. It bugs me to no end. I thought we had more warriors, and apparently we don't. But don't tell anybody. Anyhow,
sadly not.
I know, right?
Sadly not.
I know. Just crazy. All right, sir. Thank you for being with me. I always appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
have
guys.
A good one.
Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more coming up. No. Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, because that's all I ever want. All I ever want you to be is part of the solution. I mean, otherwise, we sound like them, all right? So, hey, God bless. I miss you guys. I hope you miss me, too. We will be here, I believe, all week. I don't know yet. We'll see. I don't know if I want to bring in the new year with you or my wife. I haven't decided. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, no, I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I really do appreciate all the positive feedback. And you know what? If you don't like something about the show, I don't dislike the negative stuff, but, you know, it is what it is. Anyway,
I am Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side with Joe Messina on TCN. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.